Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara with which we will be opening up today's Shi'ur with is, in fact, we find ourselves in the middle of a discussion. That requires a little bit of recapping. We were discussing the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that makes a distinction between the atonement capacity of the Si'irei HaRegolim, the holiday goat offerings, as opposed to the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh goat offering. The holiday goat offering, according to Rabbi Shimon, is mechaber for what we call in our short notation the Ein situation. Ein Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Yediyah B'Sof, where a person violated an issue concerning the Tumah with regard to the Beis HaMikdash, or consumption of sacrificial meat, but he was unaware that he was Tomei, went ahead in a state of unawareness, ate or entered the Beis HaMikdash, and after that never became aware of his having been impure. So, with regard to that situation, the holiday goat offering offers atonement. With regard to that, Rabbi Shimon, in fact, is in agreement with Shitas Rabbi Huda that said the same thing with regard to the holiday goat offering. However, when it comes to the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh, they part. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Si'irei Rosh Chodesh were mechaper for Tohor Sho'achal Esatome. The Gemara at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis was dealing with sources for Shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara found a source for Reb Shimon and his opinion with regard to the Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim, that they are mechaper for Tohor Sho'ochal Esatome. How about the source? What is the source for Rabbi Shimon and the holiday goat offering? The Gemara answered, and we ended off our previous shiur. We ended off beginning the answer, but we will read it again. From the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara that we'll start with picks up three lines from the bottom. Si'irei Regolim, de mechapri al she'ein bo yediyalo b'tchilu v'vasof minolon. From where does Reb Shimon know that the holiday goat offering is mechaper for that situation of what we call ein, and using our short notation? So the Gemara answers, and we have a long answer marking. You can see that it begins at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, and continues down a quarter to a third of the way down Yud Amud Aleph. If you follow the encircled tuf, which represents teretz, and the vertical line, you'll see how long this lasts. So the Gemara says the source for the atomic capacity of the Si'irei Regolim is learned from a hekesh. The vav of the word visoir that appears in the Torah in conjunction with the holiday goat offerings connects it. The vav is a vav that connects it to the previous section dealing with the Rosh Chodesh offering. But bear in mind, Rabbi Shimon makes a sharp distinction between these two topics, the holiday, the regolim topic, and Rosh Chodesh. So it will be of a curious nature. How is it that he employs the vav to compare the topics? And that will be revealed as we go on in the Gemara. So let's continue now with the answer. Kide Omar Rav Chama Rabbi Chanina, Soyer Visoyer, as Rav Chama says elsewhere, that you are to darshan the vav, to create a hekesh. Hochinami, so too, with regard to our discussion, in our attempt to discover the source for the atonement capacity of the Si'irei Regolim, Soyer Visoyer. V'iskush, we are at the top of Yud Amud Aleph, V'iskush Si'irei HaRegolim L'Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim. we are to compare the holiday goat offerings to the Rosh Chodesh goat offering. Ma soyer de Rosh Chodesh b'milsa de kodesh mechapri, just like the Rosh Chodesh soyer, it atones for matters concerning sacrifices. Af seire regolim b'milsa de kodesh mechapri. So too, with regard to seire regolim, which is our topic, and hence we've dashed underline that just to remind you that we're focusing on that issue of seire regolim. They function in the realm of sacrifices. We now encounter a bracketed section. The length of the bracketed section is denoted by the vertical dash dotted line that you see to the immediate right-hand side of your Gemara text. And the note that accompanies the brackets is found in the inside margin. There is a little star, and we read the note. Sograim l'shem dilug. These brackets are for skipping purposes. Le'achar ha-sograim ha-gemara mashlima es ha-tshuva. The Gemara will complete the answer that we started. De mahu hamokur deshel regolim mechaperin al ein. The answer concerning the atonement capacity of the holiday soyer offering to cover the case of ein. Besoch ha-sograim ha-gemara male hatzos sheidachu. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will raise suggestions, but they will be rejected. The note on the outside margin will concern itself with the triangles in the bracketed section. What we will do is first read through the answer to its completion and then go over the bracketed section. We just got finished saying that as a result of the vav in the word visoir that appears in the context of the seire regolim, we are to compare seire regolim to the seire Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara said, just like the seire Rosh Chodesh function in a kodesh capacity, atoning for matters related to sacrifices, so too the seire regolim will atone for matters relating to sacrifices. Skipping the brackets, Amai Mechapri. On what? Amai. The Aleph is a prefix to the word Mai. So on what, Mechapri, what will the Regolim goat offering atone for? Eal Sheyesh Bo Yadiyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Bo Yadiyah B'Soif. Notice we've written in to make it easier to follow the short notation. We call this the Yesh Yesh scenario, where a person was aware that he was Tomei and then forgot and then ate some sacrificial meat, some korbonos, and after eating it he then remembered that he was Tomei. That is called Yesh Yadiyah B'Tchila and Yesh Yadiyah B'Soif. Hi Bar Korbanhu, that has a specific korban. It doesn't need the regolim goat offering to atone for that. Notice we're using the double underlining here, and that's explained in our note in the outside margin. Shlovim levar alma mechaper sire horagam. These are all stages in trying to determine what the regolim goat offering will atone for. So we continue with the second stage of analysis. The case of, and notice our short notation, yesh ein, namely sheyesh bo yadiyah b'tchila, the ein bo yadiyah b'sof. If you think that the regolim offering is going to cover that, hi soyer nasa b'fnim v'yom kippurim toile, that is dealt with by the internal goat offering that's brought on Yom Kippur, whose dam is sprinkled in the heichal and in the kodesh hakodashim, as well as Yom Kippur itself serves to suspend punishment for that situation, for the yesh ein situation. E al the ein yesh situation, al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila av yesh bo yediyah b'sof. Hi, that case, the case of ein yesh, hi soyer nasa b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper. So that situation is covered as well. So out of default, after exhausting the all the possibilities we just raised, namely yesh yesh or yesh ein or ein yesh, al korchoch eino mechaper the shel regolim, elo al she'ein bo yedia lo betchila velo besof. It covers the ein situation. And that is exactly what we were looking for. we're basically coming off the Hekesh between the Sirei Regolim to the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, but out of default, the only scenario left for the Sirei Regolim to atone for is the Ein situation. Let us now go back over the bracketed section. As we mentioned, there is a note in the outside margin under the Mivneh heading, the structural note, that features the triangle. Hatzois l'chaporo noisefes l'sirei ha-regolim. Suggestions for additional atonement capacity for the holiday goat offering. So let's see. V'chitema nichperu ad Rosh Chodesh. And if you would try to suggest that the regel, the holiday goat offering, should atone for that which Rosh Chodesh atones for, the Rosh Chodesh goat offering, Ho Amrina, but we already said, Oisa. This pasuk was quoted on the previous Daf Gemara, and we saw that, and you can see it, by using the star notation that you see on the to the left hand side of the Gemara text where that word Osa appeared on Daf Tes Omid Beis, where the Gemara darshened to the lower part of the page Osa, namely Osa Noisei Avon V'Ein Acher Noisei Avon. And that's what we're saying over here, that therefore you cannot use the you cannot suggest that the regolim will cover for the Rosh Chodesh. So let us read that in the Gemara. Ho Amrinon, but we've already said, as we indicated on Tesomit Beis, Oisa, that's a pasuk by the Rosh Chodesh offering, Oisa Noisei Avoin, it covers the sin that Rosh Chodesh is designed to cover for, the Rosh Chodesh goat offering. And if we're talking within Reb Shimon, so we know that that's the case of Tohor She Ochalas Atomei. And the Ein Acher Nosei Avon, and not something else, like the Regolim. V'chitema nichburu adiyom hakipurim. Let us suggest that maybe the regolim offering, the goat offering of the regolim, should mechaper for that which the Yom Kippur offering does, specifically the soyer nasa b'chutz, the external goat offering of Yom Kippur that covers, that's mechaper for the ein yesh situation. So the Gemara rejects that too, and says, Ho Amrinam, but we've already said, Achas Bashana. Kapora Zu, the Kapora afforded by the Yom Kippur external goat offering is once a year. Kapora Zu lo tehe elo Achas Bashana. And thereby precluding the Seirei HaRegolim from atoning for that. As we did before, you notice the section after the brackets we already learned. So let us skip down to the continuation of Gemara at the two dots. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Hasi'irim Kaporoson Shaveh V'chulei. According to Rabbi Meir, all of the different goat offerings brought on the respective holidays, and Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Kippur external goat offering, all have the same atonement capacity. Omar, and we have a Nosei Mivneh heading to accompany this sukya. We will see a crown marking that appears shortly, and these are shlovim, stages, b'chipus hamokor l'divrei Rabbi Meir, d'omar kol hasirim kaparos on shava, stages in search of the source for Rabbi Meir's opinion that said all of the goat offerings have a similar atonement capacity. Let's now turn to the Gemara. Omar Rav Chamo bar Rabbi Chanina, my time of Rabbi Meir. Omar Kro, Soir v'Soir. Notice, Rabbi Chamo bar Chanina, we had seen cited in earlier Gemaras, and was the Gemara had based their answers upon what he said. Here, he appears at the source. At the source of his, this is the source for Rabbi Chamo's comment. the basis for comparing all the different goat offerings is from the fact that there's a vav in the Torah before the word visoyer, which links the different holiday periods one with the other. Hufshu kol hasirim ze loze. Vav moisif al inyan rishon. The vav tells me to compare that which appears subsequently to that which appeared initially. There is a havamina right now that each subsequent item was learned through a hekesh from the thing that appeared immediately before it, so that you have in effect a domino type limud situation. If that be the case, though, that raises a problem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol haTorah kulo lemedim lomed mi lomed. Throughout the Torah, all the different aspects, different mitzvahs in the Torah, one has a right to learn a lomed mi lomed. That means that, let us just use a notation for a moment. If C was derived from B and B was derived from A, B was a lomed, B was derived from point A, and then B turns around and teaches me to point C. So information that was derived then becomes a source for something else. That's called lomed mi lomed. You're allowed to do that, to have a chain of information, B being derived from A and then turning around and teaching me to C. That's true and acceptable. Chutz mikachim she'ein lemedim lomed mi lomed, with the exception of the realm of korbanos, where that which is derived cannot turn around and serve as a source for something else. So that if you're going to say that the word visoir is going to be the source of information, then we've in effect set up a chain of points where point one was taught point two, and then point two teaches me point three, and down the road. But I'm not allowed to do that in the realm of kachim. So Moore says, ha lo kashya. That does not have to present a difficulty as far as what Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina is trying to accomplish here. Kulu mikamo gamri. All of the subsequent points of information are really derived from the original point. So all you really have is original piece of information teaching me to all the rest. The Rashi explains with further detail, a little less than halfway down, Kulhu, Me'rosh Chodesh Gomar, all the goat offerings are learned from the Rosh Chodesh goat offering, L'tor Shochal Esatomei, to teach that they atone for a Tohor individual, a person who was pure, who consumed Tomei sacrificial meat. V'Rosh Chodesh Minayhu, and Rosh Chodesh is derived from them, from the holiday offerings, She'ein Bo Yediyah Klal. V'Kulhu Midiyom HaKippurim, and all the other all the holiday offerings and Rosh Chodesh offerings are learned from Yom Kippur. Le'ein bo yediyah b'chilo v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. V'chein hu mehen, and likewise Yom Kippur is derived from them. L'she'ein bo yediyah lo b'chilo v'lo b'sof. So that what we see here is that each korban, Rosh Chodesh had its unique capacity. It teaches me to all the rest, namely the holidays and Yom Kippur. The holiday situation had a unique capacity, and it, in a one stage limud, teaches its unique feature to all the rest. And finally, the Yom Kippur korban had its unique capacity, and it teaches to all the rest. So you don't have a situation where you don't have a double stage situation in any of these limudim. Continuing in the Gemara, Tenach called the Kosav Bei Visoyer. Everything that we've said so far is fine, provided the holiday referred to has the word Visoyer appearing with its korban, the vav. At Seres Yom Kippurim de Lo Kosav Bei Visoyer Minolan. What about Atzeres is a reference to the holiday of Shavuos and Yom Kippur, where the Torah doesn't have a vav that precedes the so'ir that appears in during those holidays. Stage 2, and you can see we've marked this off with a crown and indicated in the space in the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, a number 2 also in a crown. Second stage in attempting to find what is the basis for Rabbi Meir that says Kol Asim Kaparosim Shaveh Elo Omar Rabbi Yoino Omar Kro Ele Tasu Lashem Bemoy Adechem Hukshu Kol Amoy Adim Kulon Ze Lo Ze. All of the holidays are compared to one another in this pasuk. The Gemara asks, "V'ha Rosh Chodesh lav moyed hu?" But Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, isn't generally thought of as a moed, as a holiday. So the Gemara answers, "Ibra, in truth, Rosh Chodesh nami ikri moed." We find in the Tanakh the word moed in conjunction with Rosh Chodesh. Kidomar Abaye, as Abaye teaches elsewhere, the Omar Abaye Tamuz Dahi Shasa, the year that they sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, which was the second year of their journey in the Midbar, of their exodus from Mitzrayim. So Tammuz of that year, Malyui Malyuhu, they made it into a full month, a 30-day month. And as such, the Rosh Chodesh that precedes Tammuz was a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Dichtiv, Koro Olai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. So that when the Meraglim were sent out, they one would calculate from the beginning of Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, there were 40 days. The Rashi elaborates a little bit on this, and you'll see Rashi Koro Olai Moed B'Maseches Tainis Tammuz Dahi Shasa Shel Shona Shashnio Yitzias Mitzrayim. Skipping the brackets for a moment, Malyui Malyuhu LeTammuz. Tammuz was made a 30-day month. Lefikach Ira Bo Yoim Chazaras Meraglim B'Shmoyne Ba'Av. And as a result of the calculations, you will come out having the Meraglim coming back with their story concerning Eretz Yisrael on the 8th of Av. Vayivku ha'om b'laylahu b'tisha b'av b'chu b'chiyo shalchina b'kbalahem b'chiyo l'daros. And the night after they heard the report of the Meraglim, that was the night of Tisha B'av, where they cried a meaningless cry because they shouldn't have accepted the problematic report of the Meraglim. And as a result of that, it was established to be a time of crying for Doros, because that's when the Churban Abayis took place many years later. The bracketed section in the Rashi, if we just read that again, we go back to the Rashi. To cover the bracketed section, we start the Rashi again. Korolai Moye, Maseches Tainis, Tammuz de Yishosa, the Tammuz of that year, Shoshona Hashnio, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shenishtalchu bo Meraglim, Be'esrim, Betisha, Be'Sivon, the Meraglim were sent out on the 29th of Sivon. Generally speaking, months have 29 days. Those are we'll call them the Chodesh Chaser. And Malyuhu Malyuhu LeTammuz. Tammuz was made into a 30-day month. So if the Meraglim were sent out on the 29th of Sivan, when you have a full month, so you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So you would have the 29th of Sivan being the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and the next day declared the day which might have been day 30 is declared day 1 of Tammuz. And if you follow the calculations, you'll then count from the day that the Meraglim were sent out, and we know that they journeyed, scouted the country for 40 days. You end up with the Meraglim coming back and bearing their report on the 8th of Av, and the people's reaction the night following, namely Tisha B'Av. The Gemara, after having said and proven that Rosh Chodesh is included in the concept of B'moadechem, we therefore have a source that all the different time periods, holiday periods, are compared to one another by virtue of the pasuk Eile Tasu Hashem B'moadechem. The Gemara continues with a section that gets a new topic heading. We look at the outside margin, no say, the Divrei Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Afalpi the Sover Rabbi Meir the Kulan Mechaprim Zalzeh, that Rabbi Meir, who holds all the different time periods, offer the same type of atonement. Moide Rabbi Meir b'soyer nase b'fnim shel Yom Kippur shehu eino mechaper kaporoson v'hein eino mechaperin kaporoso. The exception being the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, that which it atones for. That's the yesh ein scenario. That's of course our shortened notation for yesh yediyah b'tchila v'ein yediyah b'sof. That situation is covered only by the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur. They do not atone for that. And likewise, just like they don't atone for it, the internal Yom Kippur offering does not atone for that which the other holiday korbanos atone for. Inside the Gemara now we see Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Umoide Rabbi Meir, the Soyer Hanase Bifnim, which is designed to atone for that which we've written in above, the yesh ein situation, shehu, that soyer nasa b'fnim, eino mechaper kaporosan, it does not atone for their role, for their atonement capacity, v'hein einon mechaperin kaporosoi. The Gemara now proves it. And just like we noted Aleph and Beis, we now go over these points. Hu eino mechaper kaporosan, why is it that it doesn't have multiple, it cannot mechaper for their roles? Kapora achas mechaper ve'eno mechaper shtei kaporos. The internal goat offering of Yom Kippur, it does one act of atonement and not multiple. Hein einon mechaperin kaporoso, the Seirei Regolim and Rosh Chodesh don't cover the Sar Nase Bifnim either. Omakro achas bashona. Kapora zu, the kapora, the atonement offered by the Soyer HaPnimi, lo tehe elo achas bashona, it is only once a year. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brisa that brings out this point, the brisa plus that which follows it. In the brisa we see a series marking, the volcano marking, which we note on the side under the Mivneh heading. This is the Havlotois Kaporois Shonos. This is an accentuation of the different atoning mechanisms. Al She'ein Bo Yedia Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. That's the Ein situation. V'al She'ein Bo Yedia B'tchila Avol Yesh Bo Yedia B'sof. Notice that's the Ein Yesh. The Al Tohor She'ochalas Atome. These three areas, Sirei HaRegolim, Usirei Rosh Chodashim, Usoy V'soyer Hanase B'chutz of Yom Kippur, Mechaperin. They all are Mechaper for all of these scenarios. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Ilu, and we note, the Gemara notes, the Ilu Soyer Hanase B'fnim, which is generally speaking that it is mechaper for the yesh ein situation, shayra, it is left out, there's no reference to it, the kaporoson nami shayra, and the kapora of the soyer nasa b'fnim, namely the yesh ein situation, is also not noted, and that is because, as we said before, it stands by itself. Hoya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seirei Roshei Chodoshim mechaperin al tohor she'ochal es hatomei v'chulei. Before we go further, let's take note of our Nosei Mivneh heading that we see on the outside margin. We will be using a house form and a double underline. The house form accompanied with the double underline will accentuate the different time periods. Hoychochos shekol echod me hakorbonos Mikorbanos elu mechaperim kapora miyuchedes v'eino mechaper kaporosoi shel hasheni. These we will be proving the opinion in the Mishnah that is being reflected over here. This section of the Mishnah, if one turns back to Daf Beis, so one will notice where this is coming from. It's actually on Beis Amud Beis, the third line from the top. If one glances back there, one will see, and we'll read it together. Third line from the top of Beis Amud Beis. Hoya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sirei Roshei Chodoshim Mechaperin Al Torah Shochas Atomei V'shel Rigolim Mechaperin Al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'tchilah V'lo B'sof. That's the Ein situation. V'shel Yom Kippurim, the Seir of Yom Kippur Mechaper Al She'ein Bo Yediyah B'tchilah Aval Yesh Bo Yediyah B'sof. That's the Ein Yesh situation. It would seem that Rabbi Shimon holds that each goat offering and its respective time period is mechaper for something unique. That is what the Gemara will be pointing out right now. Bishlama de Roshei Chodashim lo mechaper ad regalim. I understand that the Rosh Chodesh matter, namely that's the Torah Shochas Atameh, that the Rosh Chodesh goat offering doesn't mechaper for the Regolim scenario. The Regolim was the Ein situation. Diomakro Avoin Echod Hu Nose. The Pasuk by the Rosh Chodesh offering says that word. And we learn from that, Avon Echod Hu Nose, it atones for one sin. Ve'eno Nose Shnei Avonos. It doesn't atone for two matters. Therefore, the Rosh Chodesh will atone for the Torah Shachas Atame, but not for the Ein situation. Elo, the Regolim, the goat offering of the Regel, Nichberu Ad Roshei Chodoshim, let it mechaper for the Tohor She'ochal Es Atame. Omakro, the Pasuk in Rosh Chodesh, or concerning Rosh Chodesh, says, Oysa, Oysa nosei avoin, the ein acher nosei avoin, which means the Rosh Chodesh korban, goat offering of Rosh Chodesh, covers the sin of Torah Shachas Atomei, and ein acher, regolin, will not cover the sin that the Rosh Chodesh korban covers. Bishlamo de regolim lo mechaperin ad yom kippurim. I can understand that the regel, the seirim of the regolim, don't atone for that which the Yom Kippur offering atones for, the Yom Akra. By the way, the Yom Kippur, we saw the chitzon of Yom Kippur covered the ein, dealt with the ein yesh situation, so that the regolim won't cover that. Yom Akra achas bashana. Kapora zu lo tehe elo achas bashona. That it's kapora. It happens only once a year. And by the way, when discussing Yom Kippur, it's worth noting that there's also the Soyer HaPnimi of Yom Kippur, which covers the Yesh Ein situation. But as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, the that which Yom Kippur is mechaper for, atones for, that shall be only once a year. Elo, di Yom HaKippurim, Nichbru Ad Regolim, let the Soir of Yom Kippur, the Soir HaChitzon of Yom Kippur, which we said covers the Ein Yesh situation, let it atone for Regolim, for the Ein situation. Omakro Achas. Kapora Achas, Mechaper, Ve'eno Mechaper, Shtei Kaporos. It is Mechaper, one Kapora. The Yom Kippur offering is mechaper one type of offense and not two. The Gemara asks, how can I learn the how can I make that limud, namely the achas limud, limiting the kapora atonement of the capacity of the sor hanase b'chutz of Yom Kippur, when that pasuk of achas appears with regard to the sor hanase b'fnim of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara asks, V'ha ki ksiv achas, b'sor nasa b'fnim u dichtiv. And our most recent question, where the house form last appeared, spoke about the Sur HaChitzon of Yom Kippur. So how can I apply the word Achas, which is Shayach to, which appears in conjunction with the Sur HaNasa Bifnim? Omar Kro, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. The Iskush Chitzon Vipnimi. The Torah itself compares the external goat offering of Yom Kippur to the internal one. So therefore, if the internal goat offering of Yom Kippur is Achas Bashona, it applies likewise to the Soyer HaChitzon of Yom Kippur. And as a result of that, we say Kapora Achas Mechaper, the Soyer HaChitzon atones for one offense and not for two, and therefore the Sur HaChitzon of Yom Kippur will not atone for the regolim problem, the ein situation. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmoi. If we look back to the Mishnah on Beis Omid Beis, we notice Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Shimon and says that he mentions the different korbanos. He starts off with the Rosh Chodashim korban, and then proceeds to the Regolim one, and continues to the Yom Kippur one. Each succeeding korban, as presented in the Mishnah, covers something unique to itself, plus that which was covered by the korban that preceded it in the Mishnah. Hence you have the Regolim korban covering not only Ein, which is characteristic of the Regel Seirim, but it also covers the Torah Shochas HaTameh. When you come to the Yom Kippur goat offering, it covers that which was covered by the previous two, namely the Regolim and the Rosh Chodashim. Before we go further, let's take note of the Nosei Mivneh heading that we have on the outside margin. We see a diamond featured with the expression "my shna" next to it. You'll find that that's the expression encapsulated in the diamond. If you look in the Gemara, we also have a double underline used: Havlotas Hayomim Hakorbonas. We will underlining the double underline as you just if you glance in the Gemara, you see the Rosh Chodashim, the Regolim, and the Yom Hakipurim all double underline. We're accentuating the days and with the regard to their korbanos. Biur shitas Rav Shimon Yehuda shekorbanos mesuyamim mechaprim kaporas achirim, aval achirim lo mechaprim hakapora shel elu. We'll be analyzing this shita that the subsequent ones, as were presented in the Mishnah, atone for those mentioned earlier, but the earlier ones don't atone for the matters mentioned later in the subsequent korbanos. In the Gemara now, we have open up with a long question. You can see the kuf that appears in a diamond to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text indicates the length of this question. My shno de Rosh Chodashim de lo mechapri ad regolim. What is it that's unique to the Rosh Chodesh korban that we say it does not atone for that which the regolim korban atones for? Yamar kra avon. The pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says the word avon echad hu nosei ve'eino nosei shnei avonos. It carries, it covers, it atones for one offense, not for two. Well, the regolim nami lo nechabru ad Rosh Chodashim. Let us say that the regolim korban should not mechaper for the Rosh Chodesh problem. Yamar kra oisa. We find the pasuk says oisa, which can be interpreted, as we've seen before, oisa hu nosei avoin, the Rosh Chodesh, the pasuk is by the Rosh Chodesh korban, that it covers that particular sin, and we know that's the case of Tor she'ochal esatomei, the ein acher nosei avon, and the regolim cannot. The word osa being a limitation word, limiting the Rosh Chodesh korban as an atonement for Tor she'ochal esatomei, and regolim not. So the Gemara says, Oisa lo mashmalei. The emphasis of Osa as a limitation word is not something that that this opinion of Tanoim, namely Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, accepts. As a result of not accepting the limitation capacity of Osa, we then therefore conclude, according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, that the Regolim Korban can cover not only itself, namely the Ainain situation, but also cover the case of Tor Shochas Atome. Another question, one also comprised of length, as the Kuf indicates to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Maishno de regolim de lo mechapri adiyom hakipurim. What is it about the regolim korban that it cannot atone for that which the soir hachitzon of Yom Kippur does, and it doesn't. Namely, the regolim does not atone for the ein yesh situation, and why not? The amakro achas bashono. It says by the Yom Kippur offering. That expression, kapora zu, lo tehe, elo achas bashana. This atonement shall be only once a year. Therefore, since Yom Kippur covers it, nothing else shall cover that scenario. Therefore, regolim cannot mechaber for the ein yesh situation. Ihachi, if that be the case, then the Yom HaKippurim, the chatas achitzon of Yom Kippur, which deals with the Ein Yesh situation, Nami Lu Nichperu Ad Regolim. Let it not be able to atone for the Regolim issue, which was the Ein situation. Achas Ksiv. It says by Yom Kippur Achas, Kapor Achas Mechaper Veino Mechaper Shtei Kaporos. It atones, the Yom Kippur atones for one problem and not for two, namely itself and for the Regolim. So the Gemara says, Achas Lo Mashmale, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the word achas does not serve, he doesn't darshan it that way, and therefore it does not serve as a limitation expression with regard to Yom Kippur. We may offer additional explanation when it says here achas lo mashmale. It's very simply because the achas appears with the Soyer Hanase Bifnim and not with regard to the Soyer Hanase Bechutz. The Gemara now asks a question. Well, Amai, why is it that you that he holds Achas Lo Mashmalei? Amai? Dechi Kosiv Achas V'Sarnase Bifnim Ksiv? Is that because the Achas appears with the Sarnase Bifnim and not with the Soyer Hanase Bechutz? Ihochi. The regolim nami nichperu adiyom hakipurim. If that be the case, so let it be that the regolim should atone for that which Yom Kippur atones for, the chitzon of Yom Kippur atones for, which was the case of ein yesh. The chikosiv achas. Because the word achas, which, by the way, we used as the source that precluded the regolim before, with the arrows, as you can see to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara, you have an arrow here, and you note an arrow above, where the Gemara darshaned achas as telling me that the Yom Kippur chitzon works only once a year, but that very word, achas, is by the Soyer Hanase Bifnim. And therefore should not limit the possibility, or should not preclude the possibility of the regolim, in fact, atoning for the chitzon of Yom Kippur, the ein yesh situation. Let's just read that again in the Gemara. Ihochi the regolim nami nichperu adi yom hakipurim. Dechi kosiv achas b'soyer hanase bifnim ksiv. The word achas doesn't appear in the context of the chitzon altogether. The Gemara answers, Li'olam achas mashma lei. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda does see in the word achas a drosha. Namely, that the achas will apply, even though it's written by the Sarnasa Befnim, it will apply also to the chitzon, because the chitzon is compared to the pnim. And as a result of that, the regolim cannot mechaper for that which the Yom Kippur chitzon is mechaper for. Well, if that be the case, then what about the Sora Chitzin of Yom Kippur, that we don't limit its capacity to mechaper for the regalim. The Gemara explains how that operates. For shiny hocha, the case of the Sora Chitzin of Yom Kippur is different, in that it is not limited. Aaron al Karnoisov achas bashana. Karnoisov the mizbeach apnimi, who the kapora achas mechaper beinu mechaper shtei kaporos. This idea of a Yom Kippur offering having itself limited to one atonement, that is true only with regard to the pnimi, and we can therefore infer from that ha de chitzon. But when it comes to the chitzon of Yom Kippur, afilu shtei kaporos, it can cover multiple matters, namely itself, the chitzon which covers the ein yesh situation, and also the regolem situation, the ein. At this point, the Gemara opens up a new sugya that you can see as indicated by the slash mark that appears in the Gemara. And on the side, we have a topic heading, Nosei Klali, a general topic, and we've indicated this goes ad yud beis amid beis. Tamidim shlo hutzrichu letzibor, a situation where you have the daily sacrifice that was set aside and in fact not needed by the tzibor. This situation will arise every Aleph Nisan. Aleph Nisan was the new fiscal year for Korbanos. The Machzis HaShekel was collected from Am Yisrael during the month of Adar, and the newly collected funds, those collected in Adar, which is the end of the Beis HaMikdash fiscal year, those newly collected funds were to be used for the purchase of Korbanos of the upcoming year, beginning with Nisan being the first of the months with regard to the Beis HaMikdash and related matters. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was always a supply of 4 days worth of korbanos, namely that very day plus 3 additional days. Every day had 2 tamidim, Tomet Shel Shachar and Tomet Shel Bein Arbayim, so that when you came to Aleph Nisan, what happened is that you had a supply of animals that were purchased with the previous year's monies, and the Torah necessitates the purchase of a particular year's korbanos with monies collected for that year, and not using korbanos that were paid for with a previous year's money collection. Therefore, when Aleph Nisan rolls around, you will have in the Beis HaMikdash korbanos that were designed to be used as Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Bayim, which were purchased with monies that we'll call them old monies. What we've just described are Tamidim. These are the animals in this particular case that were collected with the previous year's funds. And those Tamidim are Shalohutzrichu Letzibor. They're not necessary. They're not even allowed to be used. What do you do with them? So the Gemara will feature the din of Rabbi Yochanan, and under our Nosei heading, we've featured Dino Shel Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan appears in a firebox because he's a central opinion with regard to this sheet, and it lasts. Our dealing with his opinion lasts for quite a while. So his din, Dino Shel Rabbi Yochanan, in our note, the Nosei heading, Tamidim Shelo Hutzrichu Letzibor Niftim Tamimim. He says that they can be redeemed. These animals who have absorbed holiness can be redeemed even if they did not develop an imperfection, even if they did not develop a mum. That's what the expression means, niftim tamimim. This is a rather unusual situation. Generally speaking, things that have kedushas haguf to them, things that have inherent sanctity, cannot be redeemed until they develop a mum. Here we have a departure from that rule that suggests they are niftim tamimim. As we go on in the Gemara, we will notice triangles. that whose position flips back and forth as the sugya develops. That we've indicated under our Mivneh heading, structural note, and we've indicated that the triangle is a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track. So with the point facing up, we will be representing Vinshel Rabba, or Rabbi Yochanan, Uchuvos Litavoso, and as the Gemara unfolds, we'll also find points at which the Gemara offers responses, and these responses, when you find them accompanied by a triangle pointing up, they will be responses in favor of the position of Rabba, who represents Rabbi Yochanan. If you see an inverted triangle, those are kushios, v'imrois, levasis akushios. They'll be either questions or statements that will serve to strengthen questions on Rabbi Yochanan. So this sugya begins at this point, the lower part of Yud Amid Beis, and it will continue a good ways down Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. But for our purposes, we will basically just begin the discussion. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidim Shelo Hutzrichu Letzibur Niftin Tamimim. Daily sacrifices, before they were actually sacrificed, the animals that were designated for that, that were ultimately not needed by the public, can be redeemed even before they develop a mum, an imperfection. Yosef Rabba V'komar Lo L'Hoshmaitza. On the inside margin, we have a note that accompanies this piece of Gemara. Yesh litzayin, we should take note. Sherabba mevi as dino shel Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabba is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. The omud haba hu mitaretz avuro. And on the next omud, we will find that Rabba is answering on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan. Hakushya kedusha shebohen lehechon hachla. The Rabba will be answering that question. When, how is it that you can redeem something while it's hasn't developed a mum? The question will be raised, well, where did the kedusha go that thereby that enables you to redeem it? And the Gemara will answer. The answer is lev based in masne alehem. When they were originally sanctified, they were sanctified with the acceptance of the conditions as stated by the courts. Nitan lirois kesher ze al yedei ha simunim. The relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba, as far as the structure of the Gemara is concerned, will be highlighted by the fact that we've employed a firebox around Rabba as well. V'chein al yedei ha shimush shema al yedei shimush basagrayim shemekifin haketa ba'od shtei shuros ad Rabba v'yomer habo. And the brackets will also make it easy to see that that Rabba is related to Rabbi Yochanan in this discussion. So as we turn back to the Gemara, Yosef Rabba v'komar lo l'hoshmaitza. Rabba set over the din of Rabbi Yochanan. That din, of course, was the Tamidim Shalhutzchul Tzibur Niftim Tamimim. Amalei Rav Chisda. Man sayes loch Rabbi Yochanan Rabboch. Who is going to listen to you or to your instructor, Rabbi Yochanan? V'chi kedusha shebohen lehechon halcha. How can you pode it tamim when where did the kedusha go? The underlying point in this question is that which we mentioned earlier, that in general, if something did not develop a mum, it retains its original sanctity. And things that have inherent sanctity, they cannot be redeemed. So the Gemara is asking, where did the Kedusha go? As you can see, we have a very long brackets. And if you use the bracket indicator, you can see how far it actually goes. It goes a good way down, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The line at which the bracket ends, we conceivably could turn to that if you have the Yud Aleph in front of you, and skip and read, after the question was raised, how can you redeem them, Tamimim, Where did the Kedusha go? Omar Rabbah. I'm skipping to read that. Yud Aleph from Aleph. Omar Rabbah. Leiv Bezin Masna Lehem. The court imposed a condition on them. Im Hutzruchu Hutzruchu. If the animals were needed, then fine, then they're needed. Ve'im Lav, if, as we described in our introductory remarks, you came to Aleph Nisan and now you have animals that are that were purchased with the previous year's collection money, then they are not fit to be used for the new year's Korban Tamid. So it's, we say here, Ve'im Lav, you Lidmehem. If the condition that Beis Din imposes on these animals is that if they're needed, then good. And if not, then the sanctity that they initially absorb is called Kedushas Damim. And they don't have Kedushas Haguf. And as a result of that, they are able to be redeemed even without a mum. Because Kedushas Damim lends itself to redemption even without the develop of a mum. Let's now turn back to the Gemara, realizing that what we did was simply to skip to preserve the flow. As we turn to the bracketed section, after seeing the question was, how in the world could they be redeemed without a mum? Where did the Kedusha go? Omar Lay, Rabbah says back to Rav Chisda, and you'll notice that there's a long marking over here, and we call it a Rabbah, a long Rabbah. It takes all of these lines to develop his point. Amale, so Rabbah says to Rav Chisda, At lo tizbara, de lo yamrinon, kedusha shaben lechon hochla. When you don't agree with me that we don't raise as an objection the issue of where did the kedusha go? The Hatnan, we have the following source that discusses things, items that had Kedushas Haguf, and we were able to redeem them without any mum developing. V'hotanan, Moisar Hakturas, Ma Hoyu Oisin Bo. Every year, the incense for the Mizbeach was prepared, and as a result of certain details which we are not going to get into right now, there was an extra amount that that one would find at year's end. That's the Moisar Haktoras. So what did they do with that? Mahayu Oisimbo, Mafrishin Schar Homin, the temple committee would set aside cash that was to be used to pay the temple workers, umechalin oiso al mois umnin. They would then take the k'turis, the moisar k'turis, and redeem it, transfer its sanctity onto the money designated for the workers. Venoisnin oisol umnin. Then they would take the k'turis, which now has become mundane by the fact that it was redeemed. They would then take this now mundane k'tores and give it to the workers bischoron as their pay. In other words, they were paid with k'tores and not with cash. V'chayzrin v'loikhin oisa mitruma chadasha. Then the temple would turn to these workers who are holding now mundane k'tores and buy the k'tores from them with newly collected holy funds. What is the main purpose of bringing this source in? It is what that which we dashed underline. We saw mechalin, which is redemption of the k'tores, the redemption of the k'tores, v'amai, and you might, this is rhetorical, you might have raised an objection, namo, well, why not say Kedusha Shabayim Lehechon Hocha? How can you redeem the Torah just like that when it had inherent sanctity? Where did the sanctity go that enables you to simply redeem it without a mum? Omale, Rav Chisda says, I am going to still raise my question of Kedusha Shaben Lehechon Hocha, which is an objection to the idea of redeeming something that lacks a problem, lacks a mum. And as far as Ketores is concerned, Omar Lei, Rav Chisda responds, Ketores Klamris. You're asking on me from the case of Ketores, Shiny Ketores. The Kedushas Domim Hu. The Ketores does not have Kedushas Aguf, it doesn't have inherent Kedusha, it has value, sanctity, Kedushas Domim, and as such, it can be redeemed without a mum. We are at this point in the middle of a discussion, but by virtue of the fact that we completed this Daf Gemara, we will, with this, conclude our shiur for today.